Smash or FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Everybody, it's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoastEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuning into my show. And it's because of you guys, I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We're going to have a great show for you guys today. If you're into cool music, we have a cool pop artist, Zelia, coming into the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple little plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to see our in-studio guest photos, such as Zelia, go to our Facebook page over at Star Rose Entertainment, see our in-studio guest photos. And then also, if you would like to email me or let me know what you think of the music we're going to be playing, or just nice comments, I've been reading them off the air here, so I love getting them, and it's really nice to see the little nice positive fan mail there. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And the last but not least, if you want to hit me up on socials, that's at Tyrone Tan over on Twitter, TYRONETAN as in Nancy, N as in Nancy. And then thanks to the hacker there, Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. And then there's this new thing called Threads at Tyrone Tan over on Threads. And then if you really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, that's Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. All right. Without further ado, we're going to be bringing in my guest co-host of the hour. First off, I want to say thank you to all the awesome guest co-hosts that we've had throughout the seasons. It's always fun to have you guys on. So I always love having you guys on. So today we're going to be having actually a new guest co-host come on for the show. She is a dear friend. She is also a director, filmmaker, actress, she's going to be coming into the studio, and she's going to help introduce the guest of the hour. So we're going to be welcoming in, here we go, Bella Bedell. Welcome.
Hi.
How you doing, Bella? The Star StarStudio.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN. So it's cool. So we'll finally have you here. I know we've been kind of talking not too long ago, and we want to give a shout out. We met through a mutual friend, Gonzalo Martin.
Gonzalo.
A BAFTA Award winner. I always tease him like that. I always tease him like that all the time. I go, is this BAFTA Award winner, Gonzalo Martin? And he's like, Ty, stop that.
Yeah.
But I always joking. But he's a mutual friend that we got to meet.
Yeah.
We got to meet on his little yacht party or whatever
it was like a networking winery, empanadas. It was so fun.
So we got to give a shout out to Gonzalo. Thanks for that little thing and introduction as well.
Marina.
Tell the audience a little bit about yourself, and so we could get to know you. And then before we bring in our awesome guest of the hour, so Bella Bedell, tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, I have been living in LA for the last 6 years. Okay. I did a master's in filmmaking to be a director. Narrative director.
Awesome.
I finished my first narrative around 2 years ago. I won around 12 awards and got nominated for 22 festivals.
Wow.
Around the world. So it was
That's it? 22?
Fun.
Come on. That's awesome. It was big.
Yeah. It was great. Other than that, I got... So the Academy of Motion Pictures, they do like this program for people like me, immigrants, women, people of color, you know, like just like to kind of like, in a way, make them, you know, showcase what they have, you know, have to put on the table. And I came, they only have like this acceptance rate of 0.94%.
0.94, wow. Okay.
Isn't it insane?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, it was awful. Like it was like, I don't know, like 8,000 people competing that day. That year, and I ended up in the 30th.
Wow.
So it's like 30 people.
Wow, congratulations.
So yeah, so that was like a big thing for me. But other than that, you know, when I'm not working as a filmmaker, I'm a boat stewardess. So
awesome.
Yeah, so I'm all the time like on boats and yachts and just like,
that's awesome.
Getting to know people.
That's awesome. You know, it's funny. I think you mentioned that to me off air or when we met, and I was like, wow, I didn't know there was I mean, maybe I don't go on boats as much as off to planes, so I was like, well, that's pretty cool.
It's like a flight attendant, but for in the water.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Well, cool. So how can people check you out? Any social medias and all that kind of good stuff?
Yeah, I mean, Instagram for me would be my big one. It's at Bella Badel.
Okay, and B-E-L-L-A?
Yeah.
And then B as in boy?
Yeah, the same, B-A-D-E-L-L.
Okay.
So Bella Badel. And Facebook, it would be Veronica Badel. The thing is that my name actually is Veronica.
Okay.
Okay, it's a whole thing, I know. But, you know, like in set, they will all the time will call me everything but Veronica.
Got it, it would be
Veronica, then Valentina, Victoria, Valeria, Vivian, Vanessa, you name it. Whatever they have it, you know, they will just name it. Just because everyone is like such in a run, they just forget, you know. And my last name, that is Badel, kind of like sounds kind of like...
Bella.
With Bella. Yeah, so people will start calling me Bella. So I was like, you know what? That's going to be my artist name.
That's awesome.
Yeah, now I have an LLC and everything.
That's awesome. Yeah. All right. Well, so I don't know if you got the memo, Bella Badel. The memo is that the guest co-host of the hour, we talk about some movie reviews. And I know there's a strike going on, so we don't want to we normally promote a lot of like cool movies that are out in the theaters, like studio films and stuff like that. But out of respect to that, we're going to talk about some like independent films maybe that are out there. So by any chance, have you seen any independent films out there lately?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have to give a huge shout out to Simon.
Okay.
Or Simon by Diego Vicentini.
Okay.
It's a Venezuelan movie. I didn't say it. I'm from Venezuela. Okay. Yeah. That's a big deal. So, yeah. So they just did their premiere here in LA in the Fine Arts Theater in Beverly Hills. And they have been doing a whole tour in the last month around all South America. And they were planning to get nominated by the Academy and stuff. So,
wow.
Yeah, no, they have been doing a huge effort. They kind of like put out there the struggles of like Venezuelan people. Like, why are we leaving down there? You know, and it's just a really moving movie.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to do thanks to IMDb here. Here's a little quick synopsis on the IMDb. It's called. It's either Simon or Simon. Simon, a Venezuelan freedom fighter exiled in Miami, copes not only with trauma, but also deep guilt over a choice he must make. Stay in Miami and start a new life, or return home to the losing fight against a tyrannical regime. Mm-hmm. Directed and written by Diego Vicentini and starring Christian McCaffney. I do apologize if I'm mispronouncing. Jana Nowartzki, Luis Silva, and a plethora of also talented people here. I did not get to see the movie, but you got to see the movie. So what did you think of the film?
I mean, I really love it. It is really tough for me as a Venezuelan to see like kind of like revive all these feelings again. Like, you know, I literally left my country because it was so tough, you know.
Wow.
So kind of like coming back to the movie theater and like see it again is like, oh my God, like there's so many difficult feelings that you have to pass through, like guilt because you're not there, but at the same time you want a better future, and like also like the fact that something as powerful as this is actually getting out and it's actually being showcased in LA and around the world is such a big opportunity to kind of like maybe create a movement after this, you know?
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Well, so is it something, it's out there, I think, is it in the festival circuit or just what do you know of it?
Well, yeah, what I understand is that they got nominated for Goya.
Okay.
And they tried to get nominated for the Academy of Motion Pictures. They didn't make it though. Still, you know, they're doing a huge round around the world. So, yeah.
Well, it's an independent film out there that you got to check out. So, do you highly recommend checking it out? If people could check it out?
Yeah.
Okay, so, it's called either Simon or Simon. Again, it's spelled Simon. It's out there. So, check it out. Again, Bella Badel highly recommends checking it out, correct?
Yeah.
All righty. So, I don't know if you got the other memo. The other memo is the guest co-host of the hour. Arranges a way to make the guest of the hour to make them feel special coming into the studio. So such as sometimes we bring people in on limos, hang gliders, Millennium Falcon, stuff like that. By any chance, did you arrange a way to make this guest of the hour to make her feel special? Because, you know, she's come a long way. So I hear from Australia, but we want to bring her into the studio really cool. And, you know, she's a cool Australian pop artist, singer, songwriter. We're going to get to know a little bit more about her. But did you by any chance arrange a way to make this guest of the hour to make them feel special?
Obviously. Why not on a Cinderella carriage?
Yeah, yeah. Right? She's kind of like a princess-esque type of person.
Completely.
I got to meet her on the red carpet recently, and she has this aura of like, you know, she's like a princess.
Yeah.
Like a beautiful person. And that should expect a lot of cool things to happen for her. So why don't, I think that's a good arrangement. That's what I thought I saw circling around. I was like, what, is Cinderella here? And then, there's all these fanfare outside. So what I'm going to do, we're going to bring her in on the Cinderella-esque carriage. Yeah. What you're going to do is open that hatch door right there, and then you're going to whistle in on the count of three. We're going to whistle in on those horses. Okay, on the count of three. Okay, one, two, and three. Uh-oh. Here she comes on the Cinderella-esque carriage. She's waving to all the fans outside. Oh, my gosh. They're like, she's got banners, people throwing roses, guys throwing their numbers out there. Oh, my gosh. Here she is. She's stopping for selfies. Uh-oh. Taking some pictures. Uh-oh. Signing some autographs over there. Oh, my gosh. Paparazzi all over the place. Oh, my God. Here she is. She's coming into the studio, waving. She's got, she's throwing out kisses out there. Here she comes into the studio in the Cinderella-esque carriage. She's a singer. She's a songwriter. She's a pop artist. And she's from Australia, which is a country that I love. Here she is. Welcome, Zelia.
Hello.
To StarosEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com, radio, and UBN. All right.
That's what an entrance.
Zelia.
That was great.
Is that correct pronunciation?
Zelia, that's
Zelia.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Again, welcome to StarOcentive.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Thank you, Bella Bedell, for arranging that Cinderella-esque carriage.
It's whatever you need.
It's so lovely. I really love that entrance. It's great.
Wow. Hey, listen. And, we had to do it up there. You know, listen. I hear you're from Australia, and I we're going to get into that more. But I came just visited there not too long ago,
cool.
I fell in love with the country thanks to a dear friend of mine. I'll give her a shout out, Daniel Debs, who's a big cosplayer out there, and I went to go visit her and do some interview stuff, and I just fell in love with that country. So
Did you go?
Exactly like a year ago.
Well, like whereabouts?
Oh, Sydney.
That's where I'm from.
Oh, awesome. Well, that was going to be my first question.
I beat you to the punch.
So what we normally do, we want the audience to get to know you, if not fans already, but kind of get to know more about Zelia.
Yeah.
And then, hopefully follow you more, and then also get to support your stuff and your music, and then, just become more
Beautiful.
Fans of you. All right. So we like to start off with this hard-hitting question.
Okay.
Of course, you probably know the answer. I don't know if your people talk to my people about this, but we try to start off hard, and then we'll soften down, okay?
All right.
So the hard-hitting question is... Where are you born and raised?
Oh, wow. Okay. No, I was born and raised in the UK, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I was born in a little town called Banbury.
Wow.
So there's not many people there, but everyone knows everyone, and they love... There's a coffee factory, so it really smells like coffee there.
It's called Banbury?
Yeah.
Wow. And
there's a nursery rhyme as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know it, but it's famous, apparently.
Now, did you know growing up that you wanted to be a music artist or in the entertainment industry?
So I did, yeah. Probably at the age of 5.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, and a little birdie told me there's a castle in Banbury?
There is.
I know, this little bird just came from... She must have came out of the Cinderella-esque carriage.
She just whispered to you.
Wait, so before we get off subject, there's a castle?
Yeah, there is. I vaguely remember.
Was it your castle?
It.
Because you're a princess.
Oh,
you're kind
yeah.
of like a princess.
Sorry, I forgot to mention it was my castle.
So Banbury, it's like about how many people in that...
I'm not sure, to be honest, but I just know that everybody knows everybody.
Yeah.
And I left there a very long time ago, but I went back there again probably when I was a little bit older, I think I just turned 19. And I went to the pub, the local pub, and the guy that was there when I was younger was still sitting in the same seat.
That was crazy. Wow.
Oh my God.
Wow. But did you know, like I said, growing up, that you always wanted to be a singer?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
So, from like how early of an age?
Probably like 5 years old.
5 years old. Wow.
Yeah.
Like, did you just start singing from like, was it?
I was a really shy child and struggled making friends.
Mm-hmm.
I was bullied a lot. And the only way I could really cope with all of that was, just leaving school and then going in, locking myself in my room. And at the time, I discovered that you could record over, my parents had a old tape player. Mm-hmm. So I discovered you could record over it, and I used to pretend I was a radio host.
Okay.
And I would literally just introduce myself.
Oh, that's what. So now you're being introduced. Yeah. Here, so that's kind of full circle here.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome.
And then I would sing, and then I'd play it back, and then I would hear that I had a voice, and then I'd just go back and re-sing it.
Wow.
Like the parts that I knew that needed correcting, basically. Hmm. So that's how I learned how to sing, and I started singing at that age.
Wow. So was there any inspirations, anyone that inspired you, any singers or?
Not necessarily at the time, but as time progressed, I guess, maybe it was actually probably Spice Girls at the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So tell me what you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they were obviously huge. They were huge here, but I'm sure even bigger.
Yeah, they were
the
huge then. Yeah, for sure. So I think they were definitely one of my biggest influence at the time. Yeah.
So then when you got into music, or did your parents support that, so to speak, when you got into it, or were they kind of like, that's not the career you're gonna go for?
My parents are pretty supportive. They're actually very young at heart, but I don't think they really knew that I was into it so much, because I was so shy about it. So I would really be in my room, locking myself away.
Wow.
And they didn't know anything until I was a later age, really. And then they loved it. They're like my biggest fans.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Bella Bedell, as my guest co-host, do you have any questions before we can continue and get into the nitty-gritty of Zelia, of her early childhood, before we get into it? We're going to go through her career here.
Do you have still things that you have recorded from that time?
I would love to get those tapes. I've tried so hard to find them, and I just can't. But I did write some really tacky pop songs about oranges, how oranges aren't apples or something.
Yeah. Well, you can maybe use it as an inspiration, yeah, right?
You have that on.
I'll write a fruit song.
On a bonus Blu-ray edition of one of your music videos and all that stuff, you'll have these old school tapes. So you got it. So you obviously, unfortunately, you were getting bullied, that kind of thing. And then did you start to write about stuff like that, or?
Probably. No, I didn't really write about that. No. Right. I think maybe later on in life, I started writing about, things that I was going through, that's probably nitty gritty stuff. But definitely when I was struggling with mental health issues and stuff like that, I wrote about things like that and bullying and things like that. But not necessarily, no, I didn't write about it. I don't think I really comprehended I was actually getting bullied at that age. Yeah. I just knew that I wasn't happy and I needed to express my feelings somehow. And I didn't really know how to communicate properly at that age. I was just a very shy child, so that was just my go-to. I just had to express something, and that was the way.
So then as you got older, so middle school and then high school, were you in the choir or that kind of stuff, or singing?
No, I actually didn't do much. I just stayed doing that stuff for a very long time. I only really started to get out of that bedroom situation until I was in high school.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, now did you write any love songs of people that you had crushes on or anything like that? Those kinds of things?
Yeah, I did. Okay. Probably. Probably a few here and there.
So
some boys that I liked at the time.
Okay, what kind of boys? Okay, what kind of boys that were you into, so to speak? Were you athletes or that kind of stuff? Or what is it? What do you guys play out there? What's the Ben the Mike Beckham? Is that the
Bend it?
the movie?
Bend it like Beckham?
No, but it's the playing. Is it? Well, you guys call it. Rugby?
Oh, rugby. Oh, no. Rugby, NFL, and AFL. You're talking about Australia.
Or is it soccer? I mean, out here. Oh, yeah. What's the main sport?
So rugby.
Okay.
Yeah,
is that what Ben? No.
Soccer is football. Yeah, football.
Okay,
yeah, okay. We call it soccer.
Okay, so that was what that movie was about. But I was joking about that. But that's only the quick thing I could think of in my head. Because you said Spice Girls. You like the Spice Girls, and I'm thinking David Beckham. And then who else?
I did like David Beckham.
Oh,
I actually dated a guy that looked like David Beckham at one stage.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Every girl wanted him. It was lethal.
He's like the Brad Pitt, so to speak. So were you always just wanting to do music, or any aspirations in acting or anything like that, or was this completely just music?
No, I was really just into music. I think that was just really the main thing. Yeah, okay. I mean, I've definitely have aspirations in the future to do acting, and I have in my life done acting, but during those times it was generally just singing. Okay. Just literally, it's like the only thing I thought about.
Awesome. Yeah. So then when did you start going into it as a career? When did you start going, you know, I'm going to start doing this, mom and dad, I'm going to want to, you know, I want to do this as a career sort of thing?
I think I auditioned for Australian Idol.
Oh, so yeah, Australia? Okay.
Yeah. Although I didn't get through. So I did audition, and I got through like the pre-production stages, but when it came to the actual televised one, I didn't get through. And I just had a lot of self-comfort, like my self-worth and I had a lot of confidence issues back then.
Really?
So that's why I think right now in my life I write a lot of my music is totally opposite to that, like, you know, being powerful and owning your power and being confident, because most of my life I struggled with confidence issues. So that's why now it's almost like I write from a place of strength. You know.
Awesome. And then when did you move from UK to, was it Australia?
I was probably about 13. Yeah. When I moved, I actually lived in Netherlands as well. So I moved from the UK to Netherlands, and I went to school, and I was just put into a Dutch school. I had to learn Dutch.
Wow.
Yeah. And then after that, we lived there for a few years, and then I moved to Australia.
Wow. Yeah, well, yep. In Australia, like I said, I had a very blessed opportunity to go out there, and I really fell in love with that country.
Yeah, it's a beautiful
Sydney,
country.
I went to Sydney. Is that where you were at?
I am in Sydney,
And I really fell in love with it, and I wanted to go back the moment I got off the plane back to LA, and I was like, oh man, I gotta go back.
It's so beautiful.
It is.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I guess, during your winter, which was our summer, and so it was like, literally, I'm like going, it's summer, I'm like, oh yeah, and then, you know, my friend's like, yeah, this is like winter time. Yeah.
You want to go in the summer, for sure. You gotta get there to the summer, because it's, you gotta go to Bondi Beach and really like lap it up.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay, so then from there, from that point on, so then when did you come out to, you just came out, was it just the other day to LA?
I've been to LA before. Okay. I came earlier in the year as well, to work on some music. I just got back, like I left, and then I just got back here, a couple of days ago, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, so from out there recording, now what's the difference of the music scene out over there versus out here that you could say?
I mean, Australia is, we've got definitely got a music scene over there. Like, there is a strong music scene. But, you know, I suppose it depends on what kind of music style you're doing. You can really fit in there if you're doing a certain style. But if you're, like, trying to break into the mainstream pop, it's probably not your market.
Got it.
Yeah.
Because obviously you like pop, and that's what you do. And we're gonna getting the audience a little hint of your music, so to speak.
Yeah.
So then what are your inspirations into writing your music?
It's just always from a place, of experience, generally. Yeah. Okay. I'd like to make sure that it's authentic and it comes from a place that something's happened. And I generally, it's when I'm, for some reason, the inspiration comes when I'm walking somewhere.
Okay.
I just randomly think of a song or a melody, and that's because I'm probably experiencing something at the time that needs to come out of me, and it just, for some reason, it's always when I'm wandering around the streets. I don't know.
What's the quickest, speaking of that, what's the quickest length it takes you to write a song, or what was the longest length it took you to write a song?
Oh, wow. I mean, I've written a lot of songs. I guess the quickest time, probably like half an hour.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. You know, and then the longest, I don't know, probably a few days.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe. Depends. Like, sometimes it can be, I don't know, maybe there's one that I've probably, it's taken a while. I had to like revisit like a month later.
Okay. Well, but, cool. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to be playing one of your songs. Bella Bedell, director, actress. Do you have any other questions beforehand, before we introduce this song, or just before we go into it?
No, I just want to hear this song, dude.
Okay, cool.
I want to hear this.
So this is called, I don't know, we could either let the audience hear it first, and then we'll ask you what inspired you, or you could talk about what inspired
actually,
you to.
I think let's talk about what it is first, because then you'll understand, maybe. It's up to you.
Oh, yeah. Talk about this, the song, and what inspired you to do the song, then the audience.
I think obviously we're really influenced by social media and just the digital age, and validation is a really big thing in our culture now, and it really consumes a lot of people, and to the point of creating mental health problems. And I experienced this at a certain stage, especially through COVID time, when all we did really was be on our phones.
Cool. Yeah.
And so that's what inspired me to write this song. Basically, it's a song about learning to love yourself from within rather than seeking validation through social media apps and through people. So,
awesome. All right.
Yeah.
Well, my guest co-host is going to introduce this song, and we're going to let the audience get to hear it, and then we'll be back more to talk more with Zelia. And, just so they know, it's Z-E-L-I-H-A.
Yeah, the H is silent.
The H is silent.
Yeah, so Zelia.
I think originally, before you, I was like, Zelia.
So many people are like, Zelia.
Zelia.
And I'm just like,
I am Zelia. So, He-Man's sister, Zelia. But anyways, so Zelia. So they could find you. How can they check out your music?
On Spotify. I'm on all social, all platforms, basically.
But Instagram,
it's the real Zelia. Because there's a lot of Zelias.
That was the first time I've heard this name, though.
It's a Turkish name,
really?
And it's a very popular Turkish name.
That's
so
awesome. Yeah. Okay, so that's at the real Zelia. Zelia.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool. It's
and then
cool.
Are you on other social media platforms, TikTok and all that kind of good stuff?
Yes, okay. Yes, under the same thing, The Real Zelia.
Okay, yeah, awesome. So you want to check her out, and then, but most importantly, go check her out on Spotify. Mm-hmm. But that's just Zelia.
Yes.
Okay. Because I don't know if everyone's a music artist.
Yeah. But,
So my guest co-host, Bella Bedell, director, actress, can you introduce this song? And then we'll be back more with Zelia.
Yes, this song is named Like Me by Zelia.
All right. So here is Like Me by Zelia, and we'll be back more with pop artist, singer, songwriter, music sensation. Zelia will be right back. Here we go.
All genres, all indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
See your life, my life, side by side. You doing great, I'm doing just fine. Build myself up, don't wanna come down. It happens all the time. I'ma keep it real, be real. No lights, no lights. Camera action, feel myself tonight. Baggy tee, bare face, hair so frizzy. Turn my phone off, cause I'm dizzy, dizzy, dizzy. I don't need anyone to like me. I need to like me. Scrolling up and down through my newsfeed. But then I like me, me. All I really see is her. She's a reason. Love, love, do I love myself? Little too much, too little, send help. Am I taking care of my mental health? Do I need to take a day? I'm a slave to my phone, wanna break these shackles like Mary, Mary, quite contrary. How does your garden grow? Sitting there all alone. DMs in your inbox, likes on your TikTok. Do they think I'm hot? Tell me, will it ever stop? Already midnight, you've got enough likes. Don't wait till your next life. I don't need anyone to like me. I need to like me. Scrolling up and down through my newsfeed. But then I like me. All I really see is her. She's a reason I'm in love.
All right. That was Like Me by Zelia. We'll be back. And we are back here with my guest co-host of the hour, director, actress, Bella Bedell. Welcome back.
Woohoo!
And my guest of the hour, Australian pop artist, singer, songwriter, music sensation, Zelia, welcome back.
Thank you. I was about to sneeze.
Well, again, hey, I like the song. It's very, very catchy. What do you think, Bella Bedell?
I actually loved it. I could totally see
like the music video. They're like, I don't know, hopping in a field of something, washing cars, and then doing some kind of something cool.
Cars. Yeah.
You know, like that little like the Zoolander where they're washing the car and they're like throwing suds at each other, and then like the guy and a girl like fall in love. Anyways, I'm kidding. But no, it's cool. I actually is catchy, and so that's cool. That's
Thank
awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And then how long did it take you to write that song particularly?
That one probably a day.
Really?
Yeah.
And then so you had this thing about you were filming a music video?
It's like charades going on in here.
There's some miming something. So like, square filming. Totally off anyway. So
yes, there's a music video. I released it about 3 weeks ago.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Is there a guy in this music video where you're
no,
you're,
it's just women.
Women, okay.
Actually.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Gosh, why didn't you call me for this?
Yeah, it's like 25 women.
What? And what, did you film this out here or out in the...
No, in Sydney.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's awesome. So so that particular song, Like Me, it took you about a day to write?
Yeah. Yeah. It took a day to write. And then the whole process probably about a month, really, because just getting everything together and sounds and stuff and, yeah, going back and forth. And the video... took about a month to sort of put together as well. There was a lot of people involved, and I created this whole like denim theme, so everybody wore denim in there, and basically to the reason I did that was to create like the idea of togetherness, like okay. putting all different types of denim and colors together, and I think like the whole process probably a couple months.
Oh wow! Uh-huh. And is the music video out? Or can they check it out? Okay, how can they check it out?
On YouTube.
Okay, so just go to Zelia.
Yeah, Zelia Music.
But okay, awesome. Yeah. So first off, if you guys like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. Again, the song's called "Like Me" by Zelia. That's Z-E-L-I-H-A. Again, that's Z-E-L-I-H-A. Z-E-L-I-H-A. Do you know why I say it three times? So
so you don't forget. Yeah, well,
it's not an easy name, yeah, well, I know.
I heard it like psychology-wise, they said like if you hear something three times, you'll memorize it.
Oh, there you go.
So what's her name? Bella?
Bella?
No, what's her name?
Zelia.
See?
Yeah. So next time I introduce myself, I'm just going to go, hi, my name's Zelia. Hi, my name's Zelia. Hi, my name's Zelia.
Because what is her name?
Zelia.
And how do you spell it?
Z-E-L-I-H-A.
See? And you see it at the look in the paper.
I didn't. I didn't.
So that's Zelia. That's Like Me. Let me know. Tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's Tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. But if you really like it, check her out on Spotify.
Thank you.
Again, let's go check her out on that. Her social medias, that's at the real Zelia on all social media platforms. And then also she's got her music video out, again, Zelia, over on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So cool. So then from that, any other music that you got coming up, so to speak?
Yeah, definitely. I'm really excited, actually. I've got another single coming out called A Million. I don't have the single date yet, but probably in the next 4 or 5 weeks will be released, and it's a really cool song. It's a bit more of a weekend kind of vibe, I guess, and it's futuristic. I'm looking at doing a CGI kind of futuristic.
Oh, wow.
I love that.
Yeah, music video with that as well, so I'm excited to dabble in that.
Are you going to do any music videos out here in LA? with 25 girls, 100. Maybe.
Can I be one of the girls?
Yeah. Guy in the background.
I'm happy for you to come on board, Bella.
I'll be serving the drinks or something.
Do you know
like
how many guys I had asking me when I was doing the video clip, like, "Oh, can I just be a fly on the wall?"
That's funny. That's funny. That's cool. But so, you got to do something out here as well. But then when do you go back? Because how long are you out here for?
I'm just here till the 22nd, but I'll be back again and later in the year.
So. Were you here for business, pleasure, or just to kind
of both? Really,
both.
Yeah, but mostly business. Awesome. Yeah.
So, what do you like? What is it for you that you like about, let's say, LA or US itself? Like,
I mean, it's.
Playing charades again.
So yeah. I have quite a few friends here, so that's good. Musical friends and stuff that I like to meet up with, and also LA is a place where it just sucks people in. Really, it's the hub of entertainment. But generally, it's a cool place to visit for anything entertainment based, and that's what brings me here mostly.
Yeah, because I understand, because one of my friends that was from Australia, because obviously I'm involved with doing a lot of the red carpets, and they said it's not that big of a deal thing out over there in Australia, like the way we have it here. Like, it's like there's a lot of always red carpets going on, that kind of stuff.
No,
it's not that kind of a hoopla out there.
No, I mean, I guess, you know, from the outside, Hollywood is this big grand place, you mm-hmm. know, that people see on the movies. Mm-hmm. You know, Sydney is a very small place if you really think of like perspective of like how small the city is and, you know, the population. So, you know, some of the things, yeah, I mean, it's good. Sydney is like a big place for the Australian market. But yeah, it's not as big of a deal that it would be here.
So are you comfortable with it? Because I got to see you last night actually at a red carpet. Yeah. Are you comfortable with that kind of setting, or were you just...
Yeah, I've done plenty of red carpets before. So yeah, definitely. Sorry, but am I... didn't mean to sound like that.
Of course. That's awesome.
Nope. No, I had no issue. It was you know, very inviting, and that's everyone awesome. Was really welcoming, so it was lovely.
That's awesome. Yeah. So are you going to get used to more of the quote unquote the limelight as your career grows, so to speak? Are you into that? Are you more like
The last 2 years, I'd say about a year and a half, I've actually been in quite a lot of situations that have involved a number of celebrities somehow. I don't know how I've managed to be in these spaces, but it's just happened. So, but also about a year ago, I actually supported Kid Ink in Australia, like an Australian national tour, and supported Harlem Globetrotters through Australia as well, doing little side gigs with Rock Middleton, who's like a 9 Guinness World basketball record.
Awesome.
He's like the fastest dribbler in the world.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so he did like these basketball camps and stuff over in Australia, and I helped, you know, with like promotional stuff for that. So I did like a song for that and did little tours with them. So I guess like I got comfortable with all of that then. Yeah. You know, being around all of that was like very intense for just someone just starting out really in like professionally. It's been wild the last year and a half.
That's awesome.
But it's good now. Yeah. I'm comfortable with it now. So.
Awesome. So yeah. you're not going to feel uncomfortable when you start reading your name in the headlines and it's like you and David Beckham.
Yeah, and I was going to Posh Spice be after
me. No. I was just saying, or someone like that. That's what I'm trying to say.
Someone
like that.
I don't know. I guess I'll cross that bridge if it happens. Yeah.
And speaking of, okay, so since that he was kind of like a celebrity crush, and again, forgive me. Who's he married to? Who's David Beckham married?
Victoria Beckham.
Forgive me, Victoria. I'm not trying to instigate anything. I was just mean that because she had a crush on him. That's all I'm saying. But is there anyone that you've always liked to meet or work with, that kind of thing?
I'd like to work with Post Malone.
Okay.
That would be a really cool thing. There's quite a lot of people that I'd like to work with, to be honest, and it's a big list. but yeah, I'm sure that, I am a big dreamer, so
Well, yeah. Well, no, you always like to put it out there. You never know who listens, but also you never know who pays attention, because someone's like, oh, you know, I always go back to this example. I remember Samuel Jackson was on a talk show and he mentions about like wanting to be in Star Wars. Like, oh, yeah. he'd be like, I'd even be like a stormtrooper or whatever. And someone from the Star Wars camp like heard that going, like, is he serious? And then thing you know, he gets offered to be a Jedi in Star Wars off something he just said.
You got to manifest it, right? You got to speak it into existence.
Yes.
And then it really does happen. I believe that. So
big time.
Yeah.
So now, speaking of, we were talking about tours. Is there any plans to do any kind of touring soon? Or
absolutely. I'm just working at the moment. Actually, tomorrow is the day that I sort of start working on my EP. So that's my next thing. And then once I've got that out the way, then I'll definitely be looking into touring and supporting and all of that. For sure.
Awesome. That's awesome. Now, my lovely guest co-host, Bella Bedell, director and actress, before we start to wrap up, do you have any other questions for Zelia?
I don't know. I think she has said a lot right now. But so you said that you're going to do your tour by then. When is it starting?
I probably would say next year.
Next year?
Yeah, because it's almost like the end of the year now.
Okay. And it would be like a world tour? Or is it be...
I don't know. I guess I'd love for it to be a world tour. I suppose I need to see what happens in the next 6 months to really know where the market's going to take me. But I'd definitely like to do an American tour for sure.
All right. Okay. Well, you have to let me know. I'm going to go with all my friends for sure.
Thank you. Awesome. I'd love that.
Well, cool. And hopefully it gives me reason to go out to Australia to go see you in concert, because I am planning to want to go out there again. It's such a beautiful country. And
Have you ever been inside the Opera House?
You know, it's funny. I went to the Opera House. Mm-hmm. I took photos and video outside of it, but I didn't go inside.
Oh.
I think it was just the timing of it. I was trying to do so much in so little time.
You got
to
check out a concert inside.
Oh, yeah. I saw it. It was like, obviously, they say it's really beautiful.
Yeah.
But yes, you plan to perform there one day, maybe.
Definitely. It's on my bucket list.
That's
for sure.
Awesome. You know, it's funny. You're speaking of the Australian. So I are you familiar with Scott Tweedy?
Yeah, that sounds
he's the new host on the...
I haven't watched the recent one.
Oh, okay.
No,
So he was someone that I've had the pleasure of getting to know through the years. He just started, but he just became, I guess, the host of that. And so when you said Australia, Australian Idol.
Yeah.
So it was kind of cool.
Oh, that's so you know that guy.
Yeah, well, it's funny, Scott, because I started covering his event. He does these Australia every year. He does a cool thing, which you might want to look into. Mm-hmm. It's called Christmas in July.
I know Christmas in July.
Yeah, so,
it's really popular.
Yeah, so I cover that. They do that here.
Oh, cool.
And so he started doing this just a couple years ago, and then I started covering it this last year and then the year before. So that's how I got to know him. But it's all these Australians that are all out here.
Yeah.
And, you know, they celebrate Christmas.
Because it's hot Christmas in December. It's not the same.
Yeah.
so we need one in July.
And so they have it out here. So you should definitely look into it next time, because it's the one time that I go, oh my gosh. And then he, you know, and so when the recent one I just saw him, he's like, yeah, he became the new host of the Australia Idol, and he's a cool guy. And I didn't even know how, it's funny, because I didn't even know how big he was, so to speak, or how he, until I went to Australia and I got a shout out to my friend from Australia, and I go, hey, I don't know if you know who this guy is, and she's like, oh my god, that guy's been around since like he was like, I guess, like teenager.
I mean, the name rings
he did
a bell.
Like, I guess he did some kind of like punk show out in Australia, kind of like where they do something ninja thing.
Ninja Warrior.
It's like a ninja thing where teenagers prank people, I think, or something. Oh. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, we're getting off the subject with him. But anyways, the key is every Australian that I have met thus far, from him to you, to my friend out there, has always been lovely. And that's what makes it. And then when I see all these Australians at this event that I go to, every Australian that I have met, that I've got to know, it's just been a big blessing in my life, but at the same time, just it makes me want to go back.
Yeah.
So when I meet you and you're from Sydney, Australia specifically, I want to go back like tomorrow. So
well, you're welcome back anytime.
Awesome. You're usually like, just don't come to my house. Like, you're welcome back to the country. Just don't. You're not teasing.
We can party. Yeah.
So anyways, so how could they check out your music one more time before?
So you can find me on Spotify under Zelia. Zelia. And you can follow me on Instagram under The Real Zelia. And you can find me on YouTube under Zelia Music. And the song is called Like Me.
Awesome. And then one more time, Bella Bedell, how do you spell her name?
Mine?
No, her.
Was hers? Zelia? Z-E-L-I-H-A.
Well, the spelling
thank you. And thank you, B-E-L-L-A.
There you go. Thank you.
Okay, so that's Zelia. And then, so Zelia, obviously you've been inspired. The show's always about inspiring others.
Yes.
We want to inspire those.
Yeah.
What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do, become a singer, songwriter, or just follow their dreams in general?
I think there's this like thing inside of you that if you really want something, you won't give up. I think like for me personally, I've never given up on the idea of, you know, being a successful artist, whatever the success means to you. But I think that perseverance and confidence in and believing in yourself is really key. And really just having a good, strong work ethic, getting up every day and doing what you love to do and really not making any excuses in terms of just, you know, not being your worst enemy. You know, not getting in your own way, just really getting up and just doing what you need to do every single day to get to where you need to be. So that's my advice.
Awesome. And we'll pawn this off over to my guest co-host. We'll ask you this question as well. Bella Bedell, what inspiring words of wisdom can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do or follow their dreams in general?
Always remember why you're doing it. Like, I think that's key because sometimes, like, we are in the middle of, like, this, you know, hurricane, and there's so many things going on, and we feel that we're kind of like crashed. And it's like, yeah, but why are you doing this? Like, this should be the answer to keep you going wherever you want to go.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, again, I want to say thank you, Bella Bedell, my guest co-host. One more time, how could people check you out?
At Bella Bedell in Instagram, on TikTok as well, but I don't really use TikTok. Sorry, like, I mean, I don't. And Facebook, it would be Veronica Bedell, but just hit me up on Instagram. Okay, so I think
Bella,
that's the easiest.
That's B-E-L-L-A.
No MySpace.
B-E-L-L-A B-A-D-E-L-L.
Yes.
At Bella. Okay. And then again, so Zelia, check out her song Like Me. Again, it's called Like Me.
Yes.
And one more time, it's called Like Me. Because what is that song called?
Like Me.
See, I told you. Again, and that's Zelia. Thank you so much. God
guys.
Bless you.
Best
of luck with everything. Sincerely, it is a pleasure having you on, but
thank
also getting to know you.
It's a pleasure being here, and you guys are so welcoming. I love it. Thank you.
Well, Australia was good to me and was welcoming, so we always have to return that back. But in general, you, lovely. And we'll give a shout out to Liz Rodriguez.
Yes.
Publicist extraordinaire.
She's amazing.
And again, Zelia, check her out. Again, that is at the real Zelia, and then her song is called Like Me. Check it out on YouTube and Spotify, and you know, give her likes and all that kind of good stuff, and follow her music.
Thank you so
buy
much.
Buy her music if you can. All right, again, so thank you, and God bless you guys all. Thank you all for tuning in. I appreciate and love all you guys, and I'm always grateful for all your guys' listenership, and I like to end off my show, Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible, and we are out. Bye-bye.